Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Welcome to the program. I'm April, and I'm excited to be with you once again this week, sharing messages and insight from across the veil. We are taking your telephone calls during the program here, so feel free to call in with any questions, or maybe if you're looking for some guidance or wisdom or maybe a message from the other side, just give us a call and see if we can't make that connection for you. We do have some things I want to share with you here at the beginning of the program. We have a little social network. It's called AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com. You only want to put in AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com. You don't want to put in the HTTP or the www because it won't open up. As you go into that area, it's a site that's very similar to the program here. It's a place where you can ask questions. It's a place where you can see insight and information that may be coming in for others and as for yourself as well. We also have another one that's called EnergyEmerging.Ning.com. This is an excellent site for going in and sharing healing requests and energy back and forth with one another, going in with your needs and making your needs known so that others can join the energy and bring in healing and bring in love and light. It's also a place where you can practice doing healing work and practice extending that love and light to other people through knowing the needs of others as they actually bring it in and ask for the help. We have a lot of things listed on our website, www.whitewolfenterprise.com. On this website, we've now made it our hub site, which you can go in and find any of our other sites and any of the other places. You can click there, and it'll take you actually anywhere within our organization to be able to find out a lot of the different things that are going on, a lot of the things that are happening. That's called whitewolfenterprise.com. I'll come back with a few more announcements after a little bit. I see I've got a caller. Nathaniel, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing up there?
I am fabulous. How about you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Hey, have you seen any spirits around me lately? Or
happening new in Nathaniel's world? Let's see what we can find out. Let's see what we can see happening. Are you expecting something to be coming in the mail?
Maybe, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
I'm actually seeing you receiving something, and it's coming through the postal system. So there's something that's coming to you. I don't know if it's something you've been expecting or if it's something that's just coming to you that you're really not expecting. But there's something coming to you through the postal system. It's something that's going to bring you a lot of joy. It's actually, I think it's something you've been looking for or something you've been trying to find. It's something you've been looking for or something you've been trying to find is what I'm hearing. One of the other things I'm hearing, too, is you deserve it. So there's something that you've got going on or you've been questioning or you've been thinking about, and they're saying you deserve it. That the work that you've done, the path that you've been walking, the process you've been going through, you've actually opened up the door, and it's time now for the blessings to flow.
So just gold coins from heaven, and when it rains, when it pours, huh?
That's right. And, hey, this is a good downpour. This is not going to be
They're saying it's you deserve it. This is something that's for you. It's something you've worked hard to get to this point. They're also saying something about within that, not to just look at it through the monetary line of being, you know, deserving of it, but look at it too through the appreciation that's going to be extended to you by other people. And also something to do with helping you within your own physical awareness. Kind of like if your health or if you're feeling a little something going on within your physical self. Know that you deserve the blessing and the health and the healing through it.
You know, my left foot's kind of been bugging me the last few weeks, and I wanted to know if it was a bone spur or something that, you know, I know you're not a doctor, but I wanted to see if they had something to say on it.
When I look at it etherically and I go in through there, I'm actually seeing that you had strained that the bottom part of your foot. I don't know if you know where know how those tendons run across the bottom of the foot, which then creates the flexibility and the movement that goes up throughout in the heel.
Okay.
It feels like you've actually strained that. And one of the things that they're saying that would be beneficial for you to do to help relieve some of that and to let go of some of the toxins that have gotten into that strain, because it became a weak spot and it became a spot that yuck could attach to easier, they're saying to soak in your feet in like a foot bath. Put your feet in a foot bath. It could be Epsom salts. It could be sea salts. It could be, don't know if you're close enough to the water, you could actually gather up some ocean water.
I joined the mineral springs lately, so I've been soaking in the mineral springs.
Good, good. But I'm seeing salt is something you really need. You need to do a salt foot bath for that foot.
Okay.
And definitely the mineral springs would be excellent for your whole body to begin its own process of detoxification and releasing, and also drawing in what's needed for extra strength. So when you go in with that intention.
Go in for extra strength and...
Yep, and detoxification.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, April.
Yeah, you have a great evening. Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As we were talking about some of the things that are coming up and the website where you can go into and find out everything you want to know about, connecting into with our oil company, connecting in our essential oil company, connecting in with the site about me or the site about our business up here and some of the services we offer through the Holistic Healing Center. Those type of things you can find once you hub into this new website. It's a new change that we just recently have added to the website, and it's whitewolfenterprise.com. One of the things that's on there that I'm really excited about is the tour. We're calling it the Medicine Wheel Tour, and it begins in February. That tour is going to take us to Seattle. We're actually going to be in Seattle from February 11th to February 15th. Then from February 16th to February 22nd, we'll be in Phoenix. And then in February 22nd to February 25th, we're going to be in St. Louis. Then February 26th to March 2nd, we're going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania. From there, we're still filling in a little bit of the holes, a little bit of the gaps. And then in February 25th to the 27th, we're going to be in New York City. So if you're in any of those areas and you're wanting to connect with us, or you're wanting to have a reading or have a healing session or be connecting in some way, we're going to be doing workshops. We're going to be doing open forum across the Veil events. We're going to be doing book signings, My Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance, Vision Quest book, and the newest book that's now out is the Claire What? Understanding Intuitive Development. Both of those we're going to have, and we're going to be doing some book signings on those. Also going to be doing one-on-one sessions, one-on-one healing sessions, one-on-one reading sessions of connection and communication while we're in these areas. So we're going to be doing a lot while we're traveling and out visiting and seeing and being in your local areas. So if you are in any of those areas that we're going to be going to, and know that there's a couple new ones that will be coming in as we continue filling that those dates in, we're going to come to your area. We're going to be there offering and doing and having a blast. And we are so excited about it. If you want to learn a little bit more about myself, you can connect with me through www.whitewolfapril.com. And on that site, you can find out some of the products we have for sale and some of the CDs, which are guided meditations, and a DVD on how to do an essential oil drop therapy session. We have some of our class materials. We have the books. Numbers of things are available to you on that product site. We also, if you would like to send me an email, you can send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com. You can ask me your brief questions there or share insight or, you know, see what we can connect with if you're looking for some answers. That's why we're there. That's the information is out here. That's why we're on the air. That's why we're sharing, and that's why we're doing the work that we're doing, so that we can carry this message forward and we can help and be there for everyone. I am taking your telephone calls for the next hour, seeing if we can make any connections, seeing if we can make any contacts, if we can get any guidance or direction from those that are across the veil, whether they be the guides, the masters, the teachers, or maybe it's a family member or a loved one or someone that you know that's actually crossed, and they may have a message to share as well. So we're excited. We're excited to be here sharing that with you, bringing in that insight and bringing in those words of encouragement. There's someone who's actually celebrating a birthday, and I'm hearing a message from a loved one who's on the other side, and they're saying, I remember the day that you were born and the joy and the happiness that you brought to my heart. I remember the thrill that I had as I looked and I saw the smile and the beauty within your eyes. They're saying that you have always been a very special child. You've always been a very dear to their heart. And that they're celebrating this birthday celebration with you. They are there with you. They are having fun with you as you go through your everyday process. They're saying something about when you were little, you really enjoyed swinging. You really enjoyed seeing what looks like on a big playground, on a big old, in one of the schools, those big, tall swing sets. And they're showing me the excitement and how you would giggle and how you would laugh as you would get onto the swing sets, and they would push you, and you, it was just a really, really special time that you shared. And as you're celebrating this birthday, know that they are there. Know that they are there loving you, that they are there being with you. There's something also about going on a fishing trip. They're saying that you've gone on a fishing trip and that it was such fun and it was such a joy. And they're saying the way that you laughed when you caught your first fish brought such joy and such excitement to all the other people that were around you fishing at the time. They're saying, move forward with love, move forward with confidence, and know that you are blessed. Know that you are a very special person, and you have much to offer. You have much to share with others, that as you move forward with that, allow yourself to be blessed and to be a blessing in return. As they leave rather quickly, I thought they were going to give me more information. They just kind of nodded at me and then faded on out. So whoever this is, there was, I believe it was a parent who came in, you're celebrating a birthday, and they wanted to share their message of happy birthday to you and expressing it through some of the things that you would know were a way for you to connect and know that that message was for you as well. There is a person who is in a situation and in a potential place where you are being affected by some of the land things that are happening in and around you. You may be experiencing a headache. You may be experiencing nausea. And what is happening is the vibration and the energy of the earth as she's making changes and as she is shifting is what is bringing in and is causing some of these physical reactions to the action that is happening, and that is why you are feeling this. You're wondering, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? What have I done? What you're asking these type of questions, and what they're saying is there's nothing that you have done. There's nothing that is in that place of it, but it's the vibration within the earth, and as it is changing, it is affecting you on a physical level. They're also showing me that barometric pressure. You want to become aware of the barometric pressure in the area because you're going to watch. There's some patterning with that as well that is affecting you on a physical level. They're saying learn to do some breath work when this starts to happen and the headaches start to come in, or you start getting that feeling of your tummy just not feeling like it's supposed to draw in that energy of balance, draw in the energy of, I'm hearing balance, of the frequency of balance, of adjusting and tuning in. There you go, tuning in. Excuse me. Tuning into the frequency. Tuning into the vibration that is going to help you adjust and balance in more with that which is happening in the earth. There's somebody who's detoxifying something. As you're listening to the program, I can feel your energy and your body beginning to release. A lot of times what will happen is when we're doing healing sessions, I will either sneeze, cough, my eyes will start watering, or that type of thing. And as you're starting to release, there is somebody who's listening to this who is releasing some, I want to say, some pretty serious illness. You're dealing with something, and you've been doing everything within your power to begin to release this and let go. And as I'm doing the program here, you've actually energetically have connected with me. I see that you have short, it's not black hair, but it's not brown hair. It's kind of a really dark brown hair. And that you are actually beginning to really, you're looking for the answer of health and wellness. And as you're releasing, letting this go, continue on that path of releasement. Continue on that path of letting things be removed from your body. You're going to overcome this illness. They're saying that you are going to overcome this illness. You are going to get stronger. You are getting stronger. You are moving through this. It's incredible. You're on the right path. They're saying that making connections with those that are going to help you be able to release this on the cellular level, on the level of letting go of the old things that have become a part of you from decades and ages and lifetimes past. That as you work with that, they're saying, let that go. One of the things they're asking me to share with you is as you're releasing and letting go of things of the past, remember it's not necessary to have to deal with karma because karma is past, it's old, it's gone. Let it be gone, let it be old, and let it no longer be a part of you by sending the healing energy back to the past, allowing yourself to be healed from that, allowing yourself to be healed of anything that came in through past lives, anything that's coming in through past experiences. There's no reason to relive them. There's no reason to reopen those kettles of experiences. Know that what you've learned through them is what you learned through them and what you needed. They're saying what you need now is to let go of those things that have caused you pain, suffering, and sorrow of the past. Let that go. Let it be removed from you as far, I'm hearing that statement, as far as the east is from the west. Let it be removed from you and let it be gone. Don't feel like you have to go through that. It feels like somebody may have said to you, oh, you're going through this because you have karma to solve or to settle. That is not true. They're saying you need to let go of even the thought of karma in this or any situation and allow the past to be in the past and allow yourself to move forward in the present moment where you're at, knowing that your future is taken care of, prepared for, and they're saying prepared and paid for, that you are in that place where your blessings are flowing, your abundance is flowing, the love and the light that is going to become a part of you as you move through this and you move that past as far away from you and send healing energy to it. Whenever something from the past tries to come back up in your face, they're saying, let go of it. And as you're letting go of it, cover it with the unconditional love of the heart. Let that love of the heart be thankful for the lessons, for the journey, for the process. And now know that it is time to be removed from that experience. Allow that experience to have been and no longer be. You are in control of it. You are in control of your own life. Your path is yours. It's time to walk it. The guides that are coming in with that message are saying that many times we get caught in a rut and feel like we need to fix everything that's happened behind us, and that's not true. They're saying it's not true to keep going back over the same thing because it's not something that's going to be productive to your present situation. Allow the past to be in the past. Allow the present to be where you're at now, and allow your future to evolve and become and be that which you had set into path and into process for your life, and allow that to happen with confidence. There is a gentleman I have been speaking with who has had a concern about a loved one and their lack of taking care of themselves on a medical level. And what they're telling me to share with you is that as you send the message of love, light, and healing to this person, you want to give gentle guidance. They're stressing the word gentle guiding, and using the wisdom and the understanding of the masters as you're doing this. Allow yourself to operate and to function with love, remembering to put up the healthy boundary that says, I love you unconditionally, but here's a boundary and I'm not allowing you to cross that boundary. And that boundary is being, I'm not allowing you to draw me into drama. I'm not allowing you to draw me into your own traumas. They're saying one of the things that you want to do is create that boundary that also says, when you look at yourself, I love myself enough to know that I'm not allowing you to cross my boundaries any longer. That's a self-respect, and that's a respect for the other person that they are extending, and your guides are showing me that they are giving you the strength to have and the understanding and the knowledge of how to handle it. Move with a tender voice, move with a quiet heart, and be there and caring and loving, as though you are bringing in the nurturing through the hands and the blessings of the higher source power that you work with. I see I have a caller. Jeannie, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April.
Hello.
I was enjoying what you were saying about leaving the past and going forward. I feel like you were talking to me, but it's kind of what I feel like that is what's happening, is that I'm shedding a lot of the past, and I just wonder what my mission is. I feel like I've just been processing and processing most of my life from the past, and I feel real done with that. Could you give me some feedback about what you see about that, especially my future mission?
One of the things that I'm really picking up on that, Jeannie, is that you've spent a lot of time going over past situations, like you were saying, and that kind of has slowed you down. And now it's time to get back on the fast track, they're saying.
Yeah, that's what I feel, uh-huh.
It's
definitely
time for you to get on the fast track. It's time for you to begin taking some classes. They're showing me that you actually need to spend some time. You need to spend some time with a master teacher of some sort. I'm not getting any specific direction. I'm not saying go back to a university. What they're saying is that spending some time with a master teacher, and they're saying you understand that, do you?
Well, I have, like, guides that I've started working with. Is that enough? I feel like I'm working with Archangel Michael quite a bit lately.
It feels like someone is going to come across your path that is going to offer you the opportunity to learn some type of insight, some type of intuitive awareness that's going to help you on your process. This is for you. This is going to be all about you, and it's there for you because it's time for you. They're saying it's time for you to live life right now and be here right now. They keep saying, don't let that old stuff, even though it wants to creep up, don't let it creep up.
I'm really getting that in the last few weeks. Just like, you know, it's like my head is in the garbage can of the past rather than looking at the present moment. I got that image.
Right, and that the future is actually completely paid for ahead of time. What that statement meant, and I believe that message was for you, and there are some others that I believe it was for as well. But they're saying, and as they brought that message for, they said your future is prepared and paid for, and they're really reiterating that, and they're saying in the future, you know, it's kind of like the path is going to be open before you, And yeah, you might have to pay for whatever it is you're doing, but know that it's already paid for because you're going to be receiving the blessings of being able to do that payment.
Yeah, I did get hurt. I was a teacher and I got hurt and I haven't been able to work again, and I've started painting like visionary things, and I'm hoping to keep going with that. Is that?
Definitely. Definitely. That, I mean, the minute you started saying that, they covered me in spirit chills. That is definitely a new voice for you. It's a voice for you to help. It's a voice for you to help others to see into their own futures and to not have to look to their pasts. There's something in that message that, as they shared the message with you, that you're actually going to be able to bring forward with some of the intuitive artwork that you're doing, of being able to say the past is the past and the present is the present and your future is your future.
Wonderful. Good news. Thank you for that affirmation.
Lovely, wonderful. Yes, enjoy and do and move forward blessed, because you are very blessed at this time.
It feels that way. I'm trying to trust that.
Yeah, and it's
very hard.
Trust is one of those things that we really have to learn to develop, because we've been raised and we've been taught in our world around us to not trust or not know that it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and this is a new process. And they're saying that the stronger you get in that, the more you're going to see things just begin to, like I'm seeing a field of flowers and they're all just simultaneously bursting open. It's that type of energy.
And these guides that I'm talking to lately and stuff, that's real, yes?
Yes, definitely. You are definitely
I'm just having conversations with angels lately, which is so new to me.
Isn't it wonderful, though? The feeling is just so divine, and when you've made those connections and you just get that warmth deep within yourself, that there's a confidence and there's a comfort in that.
And it's real, right?
Yes, definitely, definitely. And so we had we were doing a meeting last evening, and one of the women that was here, because it's a development class, and she's like, forward. When we hear and when we're listening, are we really hearing through the physical ear in our everyday lives, or are we just hearing that way because we've been trained to believe that's how we're hearing?
Mm-hmm.
And they use that old little saying, when a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around, does it really make a sound?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part of when we're hearing from them, knowing that truth and knowing that they're really there sharing with us and giving us guidance and direction.
It feels that way. I feel much more self-sustaining rather than always looking from outside myself. Yeah, that's a good feeling.
It is. It's wonderful when you get to that point, and when that happens, you just know within yourself. There's not a word that I could share with you. There's not a word with anybody else in the world could share with you to describe that. It's something you know and hold within yourself.
That's right. There is no word. You're right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for
that
your call.
That was the affirmation I needed. Thank you for your wonderful show and service. Blessings.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.
As we're moving forward and we're bringing in more messages and we're bringing more insight, we are taking your calls, so feel free to call. And if you're not able to call and you want to send me an email and ask me a brief question, that's completely fine. It's april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'm more than happy to answer your questions. There's many times after the program I have a number of emails that have come in, and I'll take and answer them and send you an answer as soon as I'm able to make that connection and get the answers there for you. There is someone who is contemplating a trip. You are contemplating a trip that actually looks like it is going from one area of great distance. It's almost like going from California to Ohio, or going from Florida to Ohio. It's looking like a distance, and it's like a traveling. And they're saying that you're standing there looking at your checkbook, you're standing there looking at your wallet, and you're saying, how can I do this? That there's the funds are not there. They're saying, look to source and that Source is going to provide the way and the means for you to do that, that this trip is a trip that has been set into motion. This is a trip that is, predestined. This is a trip that is in alignment with where and what you are supposed to be doing. You're actually going to cross paths with the person who you need to cross paths with to put an action, to put a situation into process, to begin something that you've been desiring and working really hard to get yourself to that point of accomplishing. This is going to be the trip that opens the pages. It's going to be the trip that opens the reality of what is going on within your world and within your space. There's someone who's listening to the program who is new to all this, and you're sitting back very skeptical, and you're thinking, how can this woman have information that could be of any value to anyone when she's not connecting with any one particular person? Well, as you could hear from the caller that just came in, I didn't have to talk to her ahead of time. The guides and the message was brought to her, and she called in to validate and to get some more confirmation on the message and that this was for her. And as I share the messages this way, that's there for confirmation, that's there for guidance and direction for you. And this person who has this question going on, this is new. This is a new process for you. This is a new walk. This is, you're just starting to try to understand. You're trying to move past some of your old programming and old training that no longer serves your good. You're seeing the truth that you need to find through this new door, through this new avenue. The words that I do want to share with you is that as you're working on this and as you're moving forward with this, you do not want to do anything that is going to, you're not going to want to listen to or do anything that is going to cause you to feel the need to do harm to yourself or to another. The opportunity for that type of experience is going to come forward, and they're telling me to warn you and to give you insight to walk away from that. You may have already crossed paths with this person. That's why they're bringing that up. This person or persons, there, it feels like you maybe have spoken with one person, but know that there are a number of people behind the scenes in that situation, and they're saying you need to walk away from that situation, that it is not for your highest good, and it is not a high frequency, a high vibration energy that you want to entertain or be around. And they're saying that you are aware of this, that you know that within yourself, but you're seeking and you're looking and you're questioning taken you to these people because they've been able to come the closest to giving you the answers that you're looking for, but you need to discontinue association with that. I see I have another caller. Tony, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I just listened to your show. Today is the first time I've ever listened to your show, and it's wonderful, actually, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
It's great. I recently moved from California to Arizona.
Okay.
And it was a very last minute move. I was already out of work for some time in California. And while things are going fairly well here with work and things like that, I feel like I maybe wasn't open or I wasn't listening to the messages that were being sent to me.
Okay.
There seems to be some, I feel like there's something missing still from my life, maybe career or something.
As you're saying that, Tony, it's interesting because I actually see you running. Do you have dreams of running away or being chased?
No. Well, when I was a child, I did. I used to have a dream of being chased. But,
okay.
Yeah, but not as an adult, no.
Okay, it feels like that energy. That's why I'm associating it to that type of dreaming. It feels like that type of energy, like you're running from something. I'm not saying like you're running and avoiding things, but this feels more like you're saying that emptiness, that you're just not, that something's just not quite there. It feels like you're running away from that something.
Okay.
So what I would say with that bit of information coming in is that as you're moving forward on your path, you're going to want to really become aware of I'm trying to get the message that they're giving me. You want to become aware of things that are presenting themselves in front of you, but some of them you look at and you're like, oh, no, can't do that. So you tend to back away from it or you tend to move away from it. You might want to take some time and hear the message and hear the truth that's coming forward in that message. There's also, you were talking about your career situation is, you know, you're at a good place, you're making some money, but there is another avenue. There is another avenue. They keep using the word avenue. There is another pathway that you can go that's actually going to change and be even a little bit more rewarding.
Okay.
So to watch for that and to listen for that because of the awareness of it, now that you know that it's going to present itself, you can be watching for it. It's kind of like, you know, you've got a package coming in the mail, so now you can kind of watch for that package to arrive.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that type of awareness. They're saying watch for what's going around you and the conversations that are being had. If somebody offers you a position or offers you something and you're wondering, is this what they may have been meaning? Is this what April was sharing with me about? What I'm hearing for you to do, Tony, is use that body pendulum, that body kinesiology, where if you feel drawn to it, might be worth checking out, might be worth spending some time with it. But if you're standing there and you keep feeling like your body's being pushed backwards and away, that's telling you get away.
Okay. Is it necessarily something in the same career field as now?
No.
Okay.
It feels like this is something you actually have wanted to do but have not had the opportunity present itself, number one, nor have you had the confidence within yourself to say, I'm going to do this.
Okay. I already know what it is.
Okay. Allow yourself that opportunity to be blessed, as well as the one of the people that I spoke with earlier. I don't know if it was one of just the readings that came forward or if it was actually a person I spoke with. The blessings are flowing right now. And it's time to allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to know that you are deserving, you are worthy, you are, it's there for you, and it's there for you for a reason. Allow it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Kind of get out of your own way, too. You're kind of standing in the doorway and blocking some stuff, too.
Okay.
We all do that, you know. That's kind of a normal human process. Sometimes we get that thought going, we need to be there and making sure it's all happening, when sometimes if we just let it flow, it can be even more amazing than we could ever dream.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Moving into each step and each process and each area of our lives is just... They're showing me I'm actually seeing so much happening and so much evolutionary things that are going on. And I'm being reminded of a message that had come in for me the other day as I was in meditation. And knowing that we can be blessed and knowing that we can be given knowledge and wisdom and understanding of knowing where to be, where not to be, and following that guidance, following that listening, allow ourselves to hear, allow ourselves to receive the messages, allow ourselves to be blessed, allow ourselves the openness to understand and receive. That, you know, how many times have we actually stood in our own ways and kept ourselves from receiving when a simple gesture of gratitude and honor and respect brings us just so much, brings us so much opening and so much as far as being blessed, because we are on our path. We are on our walk, and we are here to move forward with that. I had a very dear friend ask me the question of, why do I have to suffer so in this life? And the answer that came through, and the answer that came through with spirit, is we don't have to. We need to connect with the reality of who we are. We need to connect with the reality of what is in that. And then our perception of what it is we're moving through, that helps us to be able to overcome. It helps us to see and to experience and to move forward through the process. Allow that to happen. Allow that avenue of blessing to begin to flow. Knowing that we're going to have situations that happen because that's how we learn, but also that we can receive the answers and we can receive the healings, we can receive the blessings, we can receive our rewards, monetary, physical, emotional, all through that connection and allowing that source energy to begin to flow those blessings to us and open those doors for us. I believe there's somebody in Canada that I have a message to share with that you have asked and have been searching for. I'm feeling like it's either an animal totem or a spirit guide. You've been searching for them to show themselves to you, and they're showing me that if they got in your face anymore, that you'd actually trip over them. They're showing themselves to you repetitively. I believe this is an animal totem because the energy of it that I'm feeling, I'm not seeing the totem, but the energy that I'm feeling within this is very much, they're there. They're right there in front of you, kind of like an excited little puppy dog would be in front of you, like when you come home from work and they want to be with you and they want to play and they're excited you're there. This totem animal is like, you're asking me and you're looking for me. Look and see me and know that I'm here. And they're saying that they're showing you their presence through the repetitive presentation of themselves. What I believe they're trying to express to me is, for example, if it's, say it's a bird, you may continually see this bird over and over and over again. Or if it's they're going into the bird, they're standing really strong in the bird. So if it's somewhat, you know, you're looking at, and maybe you continually keep seeing a blue jay or you continually keep seeing a cardinal or something like that, become aware of that continual presentation that it's making to you, and it's going to help you know that this is them. This is, and I'm supposed to share, this message is specifically for somebody who is in Canada, but they're also saying to share this, open this message up, which to me is them saying to make sure that everyone who is listening to this, if you're searching for an animal totem, if you're searching for a guide, if you're searching for some of those answers that are going to come in through that manner, watch for repetitive symbols, watch for repetitive presentations that are going to come in front of you. I connected with my spirit guide and I don't know what his name, you know, what their name is, and all of a sudden you keep hearing the name John, and somebody says, oh, have you met John? Or I'm going to go to John's. Watch for repetitive symbols, watch for repetitive bits of information that are going to come in and open that insight for you as well. The animal totems are saying watch for the repetitive symbols within it. I'm actually seeing like somebody who's working with deer medicine. You'll have come across pictures, beautiful pictures of a deer. You may have even come across a statue of a deer that you wanted to purchase desperately, as it's presenting itself to you, as they're coming into your space. Know that that is coming because they are showing you and trying to get your attention through the repetitive appearance and repetitive presentation that they're making in your life. Animal totems will often do that. They will often do that whether you're doing a guided meditation looking for a totem or you've just asked, I'm looking for my spirit animal. I'm trying to find my spirit animal. And you ask those questions and you forget to look around yourself and know that they're going to answer it. They're going to be there with that answer. They're going to be there bringing you that awareness. And what better way to do it than showing you through a physical presentation of that animal? I just heard the question come through, can an animal totem take shape and form of a mythical or an ultra-rare animal? Yes, they can come in any form and can come from different lifetimes, from different, maybe different eras that animals like the dragon, maybe like the dinosaur, maybe the... unicorn, those type of energies. Yes, you can. They could very well be a part of that. Watch for those symbolisms. Watch for those signs and that awareness of that as it comes forward. It feels like there is a number of listeners that are hearing the program, that are tuning in to the program, that are asking a lot of questions about their path work, about their movement forward, about their different aspects of understanding who they are, what they are, how do I find, how do I do. And they're wanting me to tell you, sometimes we ask so many times that we don't receive because we keep asking. For example, if you're looking for your finances to be blessed and you keep asking, when am I going to receive abundance? When am I going to have enough money to pay my bills? When am I going to, how is it, where is it, why is it? You're actually stopping the flow because you're standing in your own way, because you're repetitively asking the question. You're taking the question and saying it over and over and over again and not taking time to listen, not taking time and allowing yourself to receive it, not taking the time. You get out of your own way. And the question can come forward, or the message can come forward, that you're going to be receiving a windfall, that you're maybe a student loan's going to come through, or a grant's going to come through, or money's going to come in through an unexpected means, and you're sitting there and you're thinking, fantastic, wonderful, this is just so amazing, but when's it going to happen? You stop the flow of it when you step in front of it, or I've done everything I can do to make it happen, and I've done this, and I've done that, and I've been here, and I've done that, and I've gone here, and I've gone there. And the flow of that stops when we start trying to control and manipulate and change the circumstances. Yes, we need to work for our paychecks. Yes, we need to go out and do the activities and the deeds that are needed to be rewarded in return, but asking the continual questions, they're saying when you ask us over and over and over again, you are stopping the flow, you are stopping the blessings. Same thing when you're going through a situation with a relationship and you're saying, the question may continually come up in your mind, how can I get out of this situation? How can I fix this? How can I... And not allowing yourself to receive the answer of how to fix it, because the answers are going to come. The minute you ask the question, the answer will come. The minute you form that question, the minute that question has begun to birth in your conscious awareness, it has come forward. Craig, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. I'm in Palm Springs. Am I clear?
Hello, I'm hearing you.
Okay. Do not always get a chance to listen to your program, but I love you. Thank you for everything. I'm calling you. I'm going to be making a meeting with someone in L.A. this next week.
Okay.
And it's been a long distance conversation for about 4 months.
Okay.
It looks like a powerful spiritual advancement for the two of us. And that subject I'd love some expansion on that if it can be provided. Thank you.
Okay, what I'm getting is that the meeting in LA is not going to go quite the route that you're thinking it's going to go. They're saying because they need it to be under their control, they being your guides. They're saying that you need to, once again, the message they've been bringing through on the show a lot today is getting out of our own way. That
okay.
you're going to kind of stand in your own way if you don't allow yourself to really become connected with the guidance and the direction that your guides are going to want to give you on that trip.
Okay.
Do you have a date set for this trip already? Because I'm feeling like the date that
yes.
you picked is not right.
The 23rd.
Okay, I'm feeling that whatever date you have picked is not right.
Well, I'm not sure about it. It's something that's not my plan, so it's consistent with the information I received through you that it's not my plan. I usually follow my own guidance. This is not something I plan. This is being brought to me, and I feel like being forced upon me.
Okay. There's something with the timing. It feels like if you could give it a couple days, if you could ask for a couple more days, it's going to align. Some energies aren't quite lined up right. I hate to say that. It's going to sound so cliche, but the planets are not quite aligned right.
This one understands it very well.
So,
I understand.
So I would say if you could approach this situation and ask for a couple more days, that would be a stronger move for you, and it would be a stronger positive direction for you. The trip is, it does have a positive vibration to it, and what you're going to go and what you're going to do does have a positive vibration. It's just getting things lined up just exactly properly, and it's going to then move forward and basically allow it to flow how it's going to flow and get out of your own way.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anything else that's in my energies that we can see right at this time?
Are you in a relationship situation? Because I'm seeing some stuff going on with the relationship.
Well, there's numerous ones that want to have a relationship with me.
Okay.
I do not consider that at this time, though.
Okay.
You want to become aware
of relationships. Now, relationships do not always have to be romantic. They do something about relationships. So work with that and sit with that for a little while and see what they're guiding you on that.
Yeah, that's a multi-layer thing.
Yeah.
<All
right>. Well, thanks for your call, Craig.
Hey, I'm glad you were there. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I have another caller we want to try to get in before the end of the program here. Norma, this is April. Go ahead. Hello, Norma? Hi, Norma. You've got some feedback going on with this station on your... You must be listening to it. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There we go. How can I help you?
Hi, is this Alice?
This is April.
April, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm calling because I have a question.
Just know me from a past life because I have more people who I've had a past life as an Alice.
Okay. I'm contemplating moving to Phoenix. My sister just had surgery, had a kidney removed. She had cancer in it back in November. And she's been trying to, you know, kind of talk me to come down there and live with her because her husband died like 2-3 weeks prior to that. So I was down there for in November, and looks like I might be moving back there in the next month or two. Does that look like a good move?
I see you there in March.
In March?
I see you there in March.
More so in March. Now, her and I also are planning on maybe, we have a family home back in Detroit, Michigan, and we're talking about maybe turning it into domestic violence. A place for women or adult care center. Does that look positive for us for this year?
Yes, it does. I actually see that as being a rescue center. I'm actually seeing it a place that is going to actually open its arms and be almost like opening its wings and being a way for people to come in and be sheltered. I'm seeing it as like a rescue sheltering type of place.
Yes, that's along the lines that we're thinking.
You're definitely getting the right signal. You're definitely hearing the right message.
Oh,
and they're saying that it's also going to be beneficial to you, that it's not about the money, they're saying. I want to respect that with you. But they're also
saying... It's
really
not about the money. No, it isn't for us.
Right, and but because of the love and because of the compassion that's going to come through that, it's actually going to open up a blessing gate for both of you.
Oh, wonderful! I'm so glad to hear that. That's just
as you make change. They're saying as you make changes for others, it allows you to make changes for and within your own space.
So now, even though it's so far away from the both of us, like it's in Michigan, and we're going to be, you know, west.
You're actually going to come across a person that's going to offer to help and assist you with this.
Oh,
it may even be through an organization that they come forward to help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. May I ask one more question?
It's going to remove you from being the feeling of needing to be there hands-on. It's actually going to be able to function and flow without your presence.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's what we're hoping and praying for.
And you're on the right wavelength. You're on the right frequency. It's totally within the direction.
Okay. Do I get one more question?
Sure.
Okay. My husband and I, we've been separated for like 3 or 4 years, and I mean, I think it's time for it to be over, but I can't afford to get the divorce, and I can't afford to right now to even make it without him, which is part of the reason I'm planning to go to Phoenix with my sister. Do you think that divorce will happen this year or?
Not this year. I'm hearing not this year, that it's, you need to give it another year. It'll probably be about this time next year that things are going to make a change, but it's not not right this right now.
So now he's not going to have another stroke or a heart attack by that time, is he?
I'm not hearing that, and I'm not seeing that.
Oh, great. Okay, then that sounds good. Thank you so very much. I appreciate all that you do.
Oh, thank you for your call, and you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. This is April, and this has been Across the Veil, and here we are at the top of the hour again. It just goes by so quickly. I do want to invite you once again to check out that website, whitewolfenterprise.com. Excuse me, that is our new hub site. From there, you can go in and check out all of our sites, all of our business. You can find out about the Medicine Wheel Tour we've got coming up in February and into March. There's just so much and so many places we're going to be able to be there with you, sharing in your local areas, offering many things. So feel free to check that out. And if you want to send me a quick little email, send it to April at whitewolfapril.com. And check out our social networks, the acrosstheveil.ning.com. Remember, no www, just type it into your toolbar, acrosstheveil.ning or energyemerging.ning. Those are two great places to be able to share, learn, and experience. And until we're together again, I want to say, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.